you know, even though we've seen more than a dozen miners come out of there since last night, it's like every time one of them comes out, you just can't take your eyes off it. I mean, just to see the look on their faces, to see what their physical and emotional reactions are going to be, it is compelling television. And as you know, a lot of the time these real-life stories are sometimes really the most dramatic. You can't make some of this stuff up.
Well, this is totally going to be a movie. But and you were reporting earlier this week, they actually gave these guys what they call a NASA diet.
That's right. I mean, they gave them a liquid diet in the days just ahead of when they were going to pull them up over the last couple of days, a controlled diet with a little bit more protein and less carbs, and then they switched to an all-liquid diet. I think it was yesterday or the day before. Salt pills, electrolytes, things like Gatorade, because you know these tubes that they're bringing them up with sometimes spin around, and you know it's let's just say it's a little bit like a roller coaster ride at an amusement park. If you've eaten a hearty meal or at least a substantive meal right before, then you may not have such a great time of it on the way up, and they just wanted to guard against that.
We'll just leave it at that. Thank you. Our minds are just running wild, but they're also very concerned about. Hold on, once these folks are up, there might be some longer term ramifications.
Yeah, I mean, there are all sorts of psychological things that they've got to monitor with these men. I mean, what we're told, and again, for a lot of this information that we got, I have to say we spoke with two NASA doctors who went down to Chile to help and consult on the rescue operation. And what one of them, who's a psychologist, told us is that they're going to be looking for signs of difficulty concentrating, difficulty sleeping, obviously the claustrophobia syndrome, you know, difficulty in small spaces, fear of the dark. But also, you know, what's interesting is, and I find this more fascinating, you know, how are they going to handle the reunions with their families? It could be very stressful for some of them. I mean, you're away from your family for more than 2 months. You're in this really stressful, dangerous situation where you may not come out of it. What are your family's expectations about how things should progress from here, and what are yours if you're in that situation? It may be completely different, and there may be some real tension there with their family members. I mean, you know, anybody who has teenage kids can tell you that if you spend a lot of time away from your teenage kid and you come back, I mean, he or she may be emotionally not quite ready to deal with you and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I mean, so these are things that they're going to be looking for, you know, detachment from the usual relationships, things like that. Not to mention, you know, the overwhelming nature of some of the things they're going to face. How do you deal with your responsibilities? If you're, you know, whenever you and I go on vacation, you know, there's always a little bit of stress of, oh, we got to do these bills to pay when we get back. We've got this to do. We've got that to do. Well, imagine being gone for 2 months and not really having to deal with those responsibilities. And then you've got that to deal with along with the sudden fame, you know, the book offers, the movie offers, things like that. That's a lot psychologically to deal with, and these guys may not have such an easy time of it, some of them.
And the NASA doctors deal with this, I guess, because folks who have been up in the International Space Station or in the space shuttle for extended periods, it's similar to that? Is that the connection?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Wow. I mean, these guys are gone on the space station for 6 months, sometimes more than that at a time. And, yeah, they have to deal with those issues all the time. Family stress is a huge thing. I mean, I spoke with the three gentlemen who were held hostage by the FARC rebels in Colombia for 6 years. I interviewed all three of them. All three of them said the same thing, that when they get back, it was an overwhelming, it was elation at first. And then that quickly turns into this overwhelmed feeling that they got, that things are just too much. The pace of everyday life was too much, paying the bills, handling the stress, handling the family relationships, the family dynamics changed incredibly. And that's 6 years, that's an extreme. But these gentlemen from the mine in Chile may be facing a lot of the same things.
And 2,000 feet down is almost, I mean, it's almost beyond what at least I can comprehend.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, these guys are used to it. They handle it well, and from all the things we've seen, they have handled it remarkably well. But, I mean, you talk to so many people. I mean, I speak to people in my own family and friends who say, God, I'm claustrophobic. There's no way I could handle it. I mean, you realize they're incredibly courageous, and they have a resilience that many people don't have. And I think that may actually get them through a lot of these post-extraction problems.
Well, and as you say, it's more than 2 months now. It just, I mean, it's beyond, as you say, all the pieces. I just really, I can't even believe it.
It is. It is a great human drama. Luckily, it's playing out in a positive way so far. You always have in the back of your mind that something could go wrong, but you don't even want to think about that because they're not quite done with the rescue yet. But it's gone very, very well so far. And I think, Chris, you know, maybe a more interesting look at this would be to talk to these guys a year or two from now and ask them, you know, not only about the rescue itself and about their ordeal, but, you know, how did things play out in the months and years after you got out? How were things with your family? That's always a fascinating story.